Earlier in the hour, we talked with Pulitzer Prize-winning author Junot Diaz about art's response to politics. Now a look at what the latest executive order on immigration is set to start on March 16 could mean for Hawaii. Civil Beat reporter Louis Kanea has today's reality check. Good morning. Aloha.
Good morning.
We have been talking now for, well, since the 27th of January about the old executive order, and now we have one set to go into effect next week. Is it really any better, or is it just sort of executive order light?
Well, depending on how you define better from which point of view, it's quite a bit different in terms of technical aspect of this. But, you know, overall effect of what's going to happen probably won't be that much different. You know, if you recall, the old one basically suspended the refugee program for 120 days and, you know, stopped people coming from seven majority Muslim countries, you know, the Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Syria, and Yemen. So it's essentially the new one does the same thing, except they don't single out the Syrian refugees for indefinite ban, and it drops the Iraq out of the seven countries, but you still keep the six majority Muslim countries. And
go ahead.
You know, I think what's going to be interesting is, you know, whether or not the new one is going to invite the whole bunch of lawsuits down the line, including ones from Hawaii. And
which we already saw what happened after the first one. Is there any indication from Hawaii's AG that, in fact, this is also going to spur some additional legal action?
Well, I'm about to go to this press conference, you know, I'm going to ask him that question. He has not said so far, since the new one came out, that he's going to do this definitively. But he has indicated in the past that, you know, this is something that he is very passionate about, and that he'd be watching out for this thing. And my bet would be that he is going to do something once the new order goes into effect next week.
It seemed that would be consistent with the way Attorney General Doug Chin looked at the first executive order. But is it possible for us to project out what this might mean for Hawaii if it stands?
I think, you know, obviously, in order to do any kind of legal action, Doug Chin, he has to make a case that this actually harms Hawaii in unique ways. And, you know, he has done that with the new one, with the old one. But the new one, it's going to be a little bit tricky because of all the technical differences. And, you know, the main thing is that it exempts the permanent legal residents and people who hold visas already. So that takes out a whole bunch of people who might have, you know, been able to sue in the past, have the standing, I guess, to sue the government. But, you know, he can still make the case that there are certain people out there outside of the country who have the ties to the people here. And if he can make that particular argument, I think he may be able to bring the same case.
Well, you're going to hear more once you get to the press conference, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in a future reality check. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Louis.
Thank you so much, Bethany.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Louis Kanea.